these words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 19. Our Lady tells us to call upon her at our deaths.
My daughter, besides what thou hast understood and written of my glorious transition, I wish to inform thee of another privilege, which was conceded to me by my divine Son in that hour. Thou hast already recorded that the Lord offered me the choice of entering into beatific vision, either with or without passing through the portals of death. If I had preferred not to die, the Most High would have conceded this favor, because sin had no part in me, and hence also not its punishment, which is death. Thus it would have also been with my divine Son, and with a greater right, if he had not taken upon himself the satisfaction of the divine justice for men through his passion and death. Hence I chose death freely in order to imitate and follow him, as also I did during his grievous passion. Since I had seen my love and true God die, I would not have satisfied the love I owe him if I had refused death, and I would have left a great gap in my conformity to in my imitation of my Lord the God-man, whereas he wished me to bear a great likeness to him in his most sacred humanity. As I would thereafter never be able to make up for such a defect, my soul would not enjoy the plenitude of the delight of having died as did my Lord and God. Hence my choosing to die was so pleasing to him, and my prudent love therein obliged him to such an extent, that in return he immediately conceded to me a singular favor for the benefit of the children of the Church, and conformable to my wishes. It was this, that all those devoted to me, who should call upon me at the hour of death, constituting me as their advocate in memory of my happy transition, and of my desire to imitate him in death, shall be under my special protection in that hour, shall have me as a defense against the demons, as help and protection, and shall be presented by me before the tribunal of his mercy, and there experience my intercession. In consequence, the Lord gave me a new power and commission, and he promised to confer great helps of his grace for a good death and for a purer life on all those who in veneration of this mystery and my precious death should invoke my aid. Hence I desire thee, my beloved daughter, from this day on to keep in thy utmost heart a devout and loving memory of this mystery, and to bless, praise, and magnify the Omnipotent, because he wrought such sacred miracles for me and for the mortals. By this solicitude thou wilt oblige the Lord and me to come to thy aid in that last hour. And since death follows upon life and ordinarily corresponds with it, therefore the surest pledge of a good death is a good life, a life in which the heart is freed and detached from earthly love. For this it is, which in that last hour afflicts and oppresses the soul, and which is like a heavy chain restraining its liberty and preventing it from rising above the things loved in this world. O my daughter, how greatly do mortals misunderstand this truth, and how far they err from it in their actions. The Lord gives them life in order that they may free themselves from the effects of original sin, so as to be unhampered by them at the hour of their death. And the ignorant and miserable children of Adam spend all their life in loading upon themselves new burdens and fetters, so that they die captives of their passions and in the tyranny of their hellish foes. I had no desire in original sin, and none of its effects had any power over my faculties. Nevertheless, I lived in the greatest constraint, in poverty and detached from earthly things, most perfect and holy. And this holy freedom I did indeed experience at the hour of my death. Consider then, my daughter, and be mindful of this living example. Free thy heart more and more each day, so that with advancing years thou mayest find thyself more free, more detached and averted from visible things, and so that when thy spouse shall call thee to his nuptials, thou wilt not need to seek in vain the required freedom and prudence.